You're listening to SBS News.
At a meeting of the Gulf Cooperation Council in Saudi Arabia on Tuesday, Saudi and its allies agreed to restore full ties with Qatar. The Al Ula Agreement ends a three-year diplomatic conflict between Qatar and the Gulf allies. Announcing the decision, Saudi Prince and Foreign Minister Faisal bin Farhan Al Saud said the decision would see activity between the nations return to normal immediately.
We are extremely pleased with having been able to achieve this very important breakthrough that we believe will contribute very much to the stability and security of all our nations in the region. We were finally able to reach that conclusion and reach a mechanism that was satisfactory to everyone, and I am happy to report that we are at a place where everyone is satisfied and happy. All the outstanding whether it's the returning of diplomatic relations, flights, etc., all of that will now go back to normal.
Qatar and Saudi have long held different views on the future of the region. Qatar's good working relations with Iran, Saudi's main rival in the region, has long irked the kingdom. Saudi also repeatedly accused Iran of supporting Islamist groups. While Iran has admitted to assisting some groups like the Muslim Brotherhood, it has denied ever aiding militant groups like Al-Qaeda or Islamic State. Those tensions all came to a head in June 2017, when Saudi and its allies moved to cut ties completely with Qatar, Saudi giving its citizens 2 weeks to return home and banning movement between the countries altogether. US President Donald Trump and his administration had been pushing for a resolution in recent months. Their largest military base in the Middle East is in Qatar, so the blockade had affected their operations too. Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman thanked the US for mediating the deal.
We praise the efforts of our ally, the United States of America, and all those who helped in this issue. These efforts have, thank God, led to the Al Ula Agreement, which will be signed at this blessed summit and which confirms Gulf, Arab and Islamic unity and stability and the continuation of the brotherhood between our people striving to achieve their hopes and aspirations.
The Crown Prince went on to call for unity, but made it clear the agreement did not signal support for Qatar's generally positive relationship with Iran.
Today we are in dire need of unity in order to lift our nations and to face the challenges surrounding us, especially the challenge we face because of the Iranian nuclear and ballistic missiles program and the destructive plans followed by its allies in terrorism and sectarianism, which strives to destabilize the region and the world.
The blockade had a significant impact on Qatar. 40% of the country's food used to arrive over the land border with Saudi, so new trade routes had to be established. Qatar's national airline had to cancel more than a dozen of its routes because of airspace restrictions. And the nation's stock market lost about 10% of its value in the first month of the blockade alone, although it managed to slowly make up most of those losses over the following years. Kuwaiti Foreign Minister Ahmed Nasser Al-Mohammed Al-Sabah welcomed the conflict's end.
It has been assured that during these conversations, it was emphasized that everyone was keen on reunification, and to have one word, through which they will sign the Al Ula statement, that will usher in a bright page of brotherly relations free of any obstacles.
The timing of the agreement, 2 weeks out from when US President-elect Joe Biden takes office, has not gone unnoticed by analysts. Executive Director of the Gulf International Forum, Dania Thafer, says Saudi is likely aware it will receive less sympathy from the Biden administration than it has from the Trump administration.
Part of the calculus from Saudi's perspective is that there is an incoming administration, the Biden administration, and they, I think, would take a much harsher stance towards Saudi Arabia. So I think it's in Saudi's interest to address this issue now rather than later. And from Saudi's perspective, this is probably the least costly major issue to address at this time.
Ms. Thafer says it remains unclear what concessions, if any, Qatar had to make as part of the deal.
There is some bargaining there and there is give and take between the different countries. But the core issues still remain. The core tensions are still lingering. And that leaves a major question mark on how will they move forward. These were confidence-building mechanisms more than they were with a full reconciliation.
Claudia Fahart, SBS News.